means it by reading a book. Listen.
Well, this letter is certainly interesting. I didn't know the beauty shop business was such a tremendous... Jane, I want to ask you something. Jane.
What?
What are you doing there? I want to talk to you.
Oh, well, not now, dear. I've gotten so interested in this book.
What's the book?
Oh, it's The Life of Abe Lincoln. It's the most interesting book I think I ever read.
Life of Abe Lincoln?
Uh-huh, it's the most
How did you happen to pick that one out? Where did you get it?
It was on that shelf there. It was there all this time. I didn't even know it.
Well, I thought so, but how did you happen to pick
it? Well, how did I happen to start reading it?
Yeah.
Well, dear, it was the funniest thing. I was looking for a book to read, you know, after you told me to stop reading ads in the paper, and if I have to read, read a book, remember?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this book. I thought it said The Life of Abe Lyman, so I took it out.
Life of Abe Lyman?
Yes, you know how you read something fast. Well, I just sort of glanced at it out the corner of my eye, and it looked like Abe Lyman. You know how crazy I am about his music, so I
Wait a minute. But you know now that it's Lincoln and not Lyman.
Oh, yes, I know it now.
Oh, you know, too.
After I read the first six chapters, I saw my mistake. I thought it was kind of peculiar, Abe Lyman splitting rails.
Splitting them into drumsticks, perhaps.
Yes. So that's when I started to read it over, because I couldn't imagine it. Well, that's when I saw my mistake. It was Abe Lincoln.
That's awfully funny.
Yes. But the funniest part is that I got so interested in this story about Abe Lincoln. Now, don't bother me, dear. I want to read some more. It's terribly sad here about Ann Rutledge.
Yes, and it gets sadder later on, especially where Lincoln is shot.
Oh, don't tell me how it ends.
What?
Oh, you spoiled the whole book for me. Why did you tell me that?
Why did I tell you that he gets shot?
Oh, if that isn't just like you. You know I hate to know how anything finishes. Well, I might as well find something else to read now. Oh, honestly, dear.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Jane. I didn't mean to.
Oh, all right. I'll find something else.
But wait, Jane, before you go into any more book reading right now, I want to ask you something. I got a very interesting reply here to that ad of mine. This is something that you might be able to help me on.
What? Me help you in your business? I thought you said I could stay out of your business.
Well, I mean, this is something you know something about, I think.
What? Me know something about business? Poor little me? Why, I can't believe I know anything.
Well, you can believe this.
Oh, that was just sarcasm, dear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all. Now, what is it, dear?
Well, well, this is a letter from a man whose wife runs a beauty shop that he owns.
His wife runs it?
Yeah, she's the manager of the shop. He never hangs around there at all, it seems from his letter here. He just puts up the money and... Well, he bought the shop, and he says here in this letter that the women, the customers there, like a woman to be a boss around a place, so she runs it. But that part didn't catch my eye as much as this data he enclosed.
Data?
Yes, this printed information about the beauty shop. Here, read it.
What is it?
It's data.
Is it?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and look at it. Here, I'll show you. I'll read it to you.
All right, let's read it together.
Yeah, here you are. You see, this man is trying to sell me on the idea of going into business with him.
In a beauty shop?
Yeah.
You?
Well, I'm not saying I'm going into it, but I didn't know that the beauty shop business was so big an industry. Now, look at this. In the United States, there are over 60,000 beauty shops. Did you know that?
60,000? Oh, there are not.
Well, that's the official count right here. 61,500.
Oh, there are not.
Well, here it is.
Oh, but how could there be that many? In all the time we've lived here, I've only gone to one. That's Marie's is up on the corner. That's one. Then there was Annette's when we moved.
Well, we haven't time for you to start counting all of them right now. You'll just have to take my word for it that this pamphlet is correct. But that's not the point anyhow. Now, look at this. The receipts in the beauty shop. Did you know that the women of America spend about $175 million in the beauty shops every year?
$175 million?
Well, there it is, in black and white.
$175 million?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. A shampoo, a dollar, finger wave, a dollar, mask, a 50. Oh, this can't be right.
Well, there's a tip.
Oh, yes, I forgot the tip. 25 cents and 15 to the manager.
Yeah, you see, with the tip, I think it'll figure out.
Oh, but that's still a lot of money. I can't get over it. Why, if I stopped going to the beauty shop for 1 year, we could save enough money so we'd be on Pretty Street, wouldn't we?
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, I mean, $175 million a year. I never thought it came to that much. Of course, I pay each time, but I guess if I paid by the year, I'd begin to realize
just,
it.
Just a minute. I think you're a little mixed up there.
Dear, I hate to get sarcastic, but I think you are.
No. You're thinking that you spend this much money. I said the women of America.
Well, what am I?
Don't Tempt Me.
And Isn't This America?
Oh, say, can you sing?
Oh, that's pretty. What's the name of that?
Look, Jane, do you mind if I just crawl back into my shell and forget I even asked you anything about this?
Oh, no, not now. First you get me started thinking about this, and then you want me to forget about it.
But you don't seem to understand what I'm saying.
I understand, dear. It's about beauty shops, isn't it?
Yes, but...
Somebody wants you to go into business in a beauty shop, is that right?
Yes, Jane,
well,
but...
who is he?
You mean the man who sent this?
Yes, maybe I know what beauty shop it is.
No, I don't think you do. It's way over on the other side of town.
Well, what's the name of it?
The Elite.
No, I don't know that one.
No, I didn't think you did. It's out of this neighborhood, but it's in a pretty good neighborhood at that, if I can believe his letter about how much money he takes in a year.
$175 million? I knew you wouldn't believe it.
No, Jane, that's not... Look, just forget about that figure for the...
Forget $175 million? How could anybody...
It has nothing to do with this.
Well, then why do you keep on...
Look, I'll read you some of this letter. Maybe that'll quiet you down.
All right.
Yeah. Dear sir, your ad in the Post today interests me, and I think I may have something that will interest you.
Well, that comes out even.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, for the past 3 years, I have been operating a beauty shop with my wife as manager. I won't try to befuddle you with figures, but my books are open for your inspection. I can tell you that we have managed to make a comfortable living out of the place, but I know that we can more than double our receipts if we take over the store next door, knocking out a wall and thus enlarging our shop. This will take $2,500.
Well, that's more like it. Before you said $175 million.
Please, Jane, I'm a nervous man. Will you
let... Well, go ahead, dear. I'm sorry.
This will take $2,500. I note that you advertise for a partner with $7,500.
There he goes again.
Isn't that awful, Jane?
He sure talks about a lot of money.
I'm trying to read. Cut out the editorial comment, will you?
Well, go ahead, dear.
All right. I notice you advertise for a partner with $7,500, and while this proposition may not be as large as you had expected, I might suggest that you could invest in it as a part-time proposition. My wife runs a shop for me, and if you are a married man, your wife could... Well, that's all that's important. The idea
is... What was that?
What?
What did he say about me?
Oh, nothing. It was just an idea he had. It was nothing.
Well, just a minute. Now, read the rest of it.
But it's nothing, Jane.
Oh, no, it is nothing. I heard that last remark. If you are a married man, your wife would what? Does he want me to have my hair done there?
No, he... Yes. He wants you to have your hair done there.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Well, I couldn't change. Now, I like the girl that does my hair
now.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. That's why I said it was nothing.
No. You sound too happy, dear. It's not bad after all. Now, what was it he wanted me to do?
Well, would you stop pestering me?
I will if you'll tell me.
Oh, all right. His wife runs a shop for him. He thinks that if I invested $2,500 and he enlarged the place, that you could come down and look after my interests.
Oh, say, now that's good. Why, sure I could.
Yes, but I didn't say that I was going to...
Well, now, I like that.
Yes, that's where... So it can't be very much then.
Why, sure it could. You know, like taking appointments and being the cashier and things like that. I'd like to do that.
Well, if I ever decide to go into this beauty shop business, I
wonder what I'll wear.
Where?
Oh, don't stutter, dear. Where is this beauty shop? What street? Oh, why don't you let me go over and see what kind it is? I won't tell them who I am. I can just go like I'm a customer. They won't know me. I can get a facetious name. Now, how about it, dear?
Well, what's all that for?
Well, I'll just find out just what kind of beauty shop it is. I can tell them a jitney if it's a nice one or not. Now, I'll go. I'll call tomorrow and make an appointment. Where is it?
Wait a minute now. I haven't decided to go into this thing. I'm going to think it over.
Well, in the meantime, I can have my hair done, can't I? I have to anyhow. It's been over 2 weeks.
Well, if you have to have it done anyhow,
I guess... Sure I do. I might as well go there. They won't know who I am, and I'll look around and see what kind of shop it is.
Yeah, but you'll probably start talking, and they'll find out just what...
Oh, no. Dumb's the word.
Well, nice of you to admit it.
Sure it is. Now, just give me the name. Elite Beauty Shop, is that it?
Yes, but...
Well, what street is it on?
Well, I'll write out the address for you. You can phone them and make an appointment if you want to, but I'm not committing myself, you understand. Although, as a part-time investment, it might not be a bad idea. If all these figures of his are correct, I might be able to make a nice thing out of it at that and maybe find something else for myself to do.
Well, sure, and I'll be glad to go down there every day and work there with his wife.
Now, wait a minute. You're a little ahead of your story. You're not going down there to work with his wife. I didn't say anything about that.
Yes, but that's what he says in his letter, isn't it?
He said it might be a good idea.
You see, dear?
Yes, dear, but he doesn't know you, dear.
Oh, we'll get acquainted, and after all, I don't have to know him so well. It's his wife I'll be working with.
I get the idea of working there out of your mind, Jane.
Why? Why, his wife works there.
Well, that's his wife.
Well, it's all right with her husband.
But it's not all right with your husband.
Well, if his wife works there, why can't your wife?
I don't care to discuss his wife.
Well, how about your wife?
Well, there's an answer to that, but I don't think my wife would like to hear it.
Oh, you and your wife. Why can't she hear it? Who does she think she is?
I've often wondered.
I suppose she thinks she's too good to work. Well, I don't, and I'm... Oh, now, wait a minute. Now you've got me all mixed up.
Well, it looks as if Jane's mind is made up that Mr. Ace's wife should go to work in a beauty shop. We'll learn more about the beauty shop when next we meet the Easy Aces.